like to rise again.
Come find me, big boy.
Right hand on top of your 2-meter radio.
Will you bless me?
But, Gary, it's too hot. What'll I do then?
Bless me, Gary.
My brother Gary will bless you. Blessings will go out to you via ham radio from WA6JIY.
Well, do we need any of those damn cheap stinking badges that you sell?
How much would it cost? How much, Gary?
It's a slight donation, that's all.
Remember, Mickey tells you, it's true, it's tax-free, you know.
All right, Mickey, just let your heart tell you how much you'd like to send.
Can we jam for a cause?
20s, 50s, 100s, we don't care.
Can we jam for a cause?
Well, Reverend, how about crumpled singles? I got plenty of those, you know.
Of course you're jamming for a cause. Jamming is a cause, don't you realize?
Well, Reverend, the true cause is she.
And here you could join Gary and jam for Jesus.
We don't want to hear any blasphemy out of you there.
JJ, jam for Jesus!
There's nothing wrong with Mohammeds. I mean, no.
Listen, Harry, no blaspheming here.
Oh.
Cut off your muskie. You know, things could happen. All of your whole muskie cellar could just turn sour, you know?
Well, today we had a gas leak, and one guy almost lit a match. Jesus, what a disaster.
Jam for Jesus!
Hey, just remember, you jammers out there are jamming for a cause. You're helping ham radio. Even though everybody else is all in such a turmoil and worried about all this jamming, you're helping the hobby.
Well, Reverend, are you acquainted with my friend, not Aliotto. I think he's a German.
For your friend Aliotto.
Jamming for Jesus! Jamming for Jesus!
I was thinking of praying for K6 KZI, because he spilled his tomato juice.
Well, he's on that old crow, you know, Reverend.
What's some tomato juice here?
Hey, Brother Gary!
Oh, really? I'm kidding.
Kiss me!
Mickey, where are you wanting to kiss you at? Now, keep it clean.
Go, Mickey, in peace. Your faith has made you well.
John, do you think Mickey keeps it clean?
Bless me, Gary.
I'll bet you many insist.
Mickey, if you had only as much faith as an old MMZ, you could jam this repeater.
Give you 10% of my income.
Well, Gary,
Harry, 10% of nothing is nothing.
Oh,
you peeked into my bank book.
You're totally wrong, Gary.
The little church in Palo Alto?
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, Gary, what's the punchline? If not, you're gonna shut.
Harry, you shut up.
Well, AC Transit doesn't run down there, does it?
Jamming for Jesus.
After all, Mickey, I need something to play with.
I don't know. After what I had to pay this dentist here, John, your daddy should be doing good enough to get you a car.
Jamming for Jesus.
Well, Gary, that sounds prime.
Well, Reverend, if you made $100,000 a year, you'd put it in the bank, wouldn't you?
Bless me, Gary.
Well, Johnny, was I overcharged? I had to pay, $328 for one.
Well, Gary, when they string you up, can I take the crown out?
Well, Harry, you'd be surprised. My mouth is actually really, really pretty now. It really sparkles.
Does it ever become tarnished?
Put your heart on now.
WA6DBD.
We have a new brother here, Gary.
Person who wants to join the Brotherhood of Jamming?
WA6DBD, WA6DABIDA.
Go ahead, Donald.
Go ahead, Clifton.
Oh, good guess. It's Cliff. Just wanted to say hello.
and I'm glad that the jammers are carrying on the jamming spirit as we have down in the Los Angeles area. Thank you for promoting our fantastic efforts throughout California. We've been very successful so far, and we hope to win many, many future court battles in favor of jamming statewide.
Well, you don't realize that this Gary guy,
Yes.
Lead us not into nicey-nice talk, but deliver us from drivel.
Hallelujah.
Via the Tom and the Luann and the Hank, forever and ever.
Well, is it true they really are agnostic?
Gary, actually I go to church, so I really shouldn't joke about these things, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not another Jim Jones, is it?
My pastor found out about this. Oh my gosh, you know, he found out about my jamming.
That you were a fan of Jim?
No, somebody called the church up and everything.
Quite famous.
Statewide famous,
you know.
That's what I've heard. Are they talking about my FCC case in LA?
This is very true. On my trip up here, I thought perhaps one of the sites I would see would be the locale of this repeater, or at least listen to it, and that I've done this evening, and I'm glad I have checked in on this CJS frequency. I believe the chapter is EBJS.
East Bay Jamming Society. I lost my presidency after the... Well, it would be nice to have a permanent home for our jamming. Oh no, is it another one? No!
Well...
Well, John, let's try the red kettle.
I think that Ezekiel's war...
Did you hear that, Gary?
See that?
But Ezekiel's in there.
The things happening over there is the beginning of it. Your formation of the of your European Roman Empire, the Ten-Toed Kingdom, when Greek...
Oh, well, Gary...
...men's hearts to fail them, but they will be a place of joy for us, because it won't be a time of trouble for us, it'll be a time of going home, to be with Jesus, and to go into the eons of eternity in bliss and in a state of glory. Hallelujah.
Why?
I'm crazy about it. This friend of mine gave me one of those 12 record Bach collections. She loaned it to me to play here. Ah, superb.
Organ or what?
It's Bach's classical organ, and it's not that kind of organ. I put the speakers in my bedroom tonight, you know, and turned the power up, and my God, that thing just about roasted me. Well, the little church in Palo Alto does like Bach music. Let me see, can you hear any in the background?
Yeah, just, turned it up, you'd have the same effect you had on 75 meters.
Is it coming through?
Just barely. Just barely.
But Livermore contact, because I don't want to have to turn my stereo off just because I'm talking on the ham radio.
Hi, Johnny.
Is your mic?
Felix?
Well, Mike, tell Gary to go to your thing Thursday night.
He did, huh?
Tell him.
Gary, you gonna go to my thing Thursday night?
Well?
Well, that's a deep subject.
Well, I think Johan's coming over here to play the harpsichord.
In other words, no.
Noel?
Snow good, Gary.
Oh, it's N-O-L. Well, where's your friend Clifton Bean?
Why do you keep referring to Clifton Buddy there as my buddy?
Yeah, that's how he's your lover, Ken.
I'm in OL. How do you know I'm not know I'm a bootlegger?
I think you're JIY. I recognize your voice. I think you're Gary. Gary Kerr, I think is his name. Real famous ham and a prick.
Real no good prick bastard, right?
Well, he started this modern social movement called jamming.
Oh no, I've heard about that.
He made this jamming thing acceptable, socially acceptable, and then he's just a crook and a creep and a whatever.
Oh, that's disgusting. We ought to yank his license.
Or yank his something else, oh well.
Filthy.
Love that. I wouldn't yank that, I'd like to
keep that. But that wouldn't be any good, he might enjoy that.
ODB's here.
On his own.
ODB what?
ODB.
He doesn't have one.
Well, how do you know? Have you looked?
He is one. He has a right to live by his own law, to live in the way that he wills to do, to work as he will, to play as he will, to rest as he will. He can operate your ham stations in the way you will also.
Really?
This is the law, love under will. So, all those club members and stuff, well, oh well. You can make your own connection there.
Well, boy, they're never going to let you join the club.
Okay, dokey, and 6 EPM.
Well, Bill, I've been trying to get a hold of you. Go to, 88.
Roger.
Well, it takes one to know one.
Jamming.
WA6KNBR.
Slid down.
Slid down his throat.
From K6KDFC.
Hey.
Yes, I've been, systems programming. Or you can do programming cheap.
Play that quick.
Low overhead, high profit.
And he says, like, substance is hub oil from a tanker in the Chevron, Arizona.
The vessel was in transit and it lost one of its blades in its variable pitch propeller system.
Oh, pretty good.
Good deal. Oh, it's not exciting and never, never land.
A 9'6" guy, would you?
Nothing.
The night I was driving...
Oh.
Something like that. He's just some kind of a prick. He's causing all this.
Good deal. Well, are you gonna go down to, Ralph's trial?
Is it coming on?
When is it? Pretty quick here, 16th or something like that, down in, L.A. or...
They designated him finally? I thought he got out of it.
By city buses.
No. He's got a continuance or something.
Theater, if you ran your whorehouse that overnight, you wouldn't
have... A cause. Yes, sir.
It was an absolute disaster outside that theater trying to get people through the doors tonight. And when you got inside, it was even worse. Tickets had sections marked on them, which had no relation at all to where you... Section 2. So I went down door 2 into what should be section 2, and I found that I...
Well, anyway, where's Johnny tonight?
Uh-huh.
You might get...
That's right.
Well, Mike,
Nice win.
Well...
Hey, man.
Actually, I didn't mind it so much the way it is. It gets a little carried away once in a while, but, you know.
Well, Mike, it's probably... It's the travel, so it probably wouldn't...
Have you seen it?
We're,
yeah,
it's conflict. I find those guys never use their call either.
And I don't find it at all. I just...
A call. Well,
So there.
Okay, we should go out and find all these bootleggers.
Rip their throats out.
Yeah, let V without sin cast the first stone.
Okay, well, I'll worry you out. I'll go cast.
Anything like throwing eggs?
We need a savior, because without a savior, there's one fact that you cannot escape. You are born into this world to die. And the wages of sin is death. That's a fact, friends. Look around you. Look to the elderly. Look to the decaying.
Repenting every time I sin. I spent all my time repenting. Anyway, N6CDY.
God arrest you.
What's right for God? Think about that. Well, I think you're confusing yourself there, partner.
How's that?
Well, make up your mind. Do you want everybody to repent every time they sin, or do you want them to remind themselves, or what? Just be getting our, together there.
Well, I don't... Okay, what I mean is you repent, maybe... Well, Jesus did it once and for all, so if we just... come to the Word of God and just ask Jesus to fill our hearts with His blessings, He'll forgive our sins, because remember, He died for our sins.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You fucking fraud, I'm a racist.
Yeah. Well, he sounds like a good old boy to me, but you think once a week would be enough, or once a night, or what do you think there?
Well, you're always tossing racial evidence.
Just once for your whole...
Whoa. Like, good night.
I'm very well afraid.
What do you mean, good night?
Do seem like tonight.
Oh, gotta repent tonight, huh? Well, are you home again?
Of course.
Oh, everywhere.
Oh.
God!
I'd like to give you a kick in the ass, but I'd like to give you... Which one? The one that's gonna save everybody?
Yeah, he doesn't sound old enough to be able to blow his nose.
Oh, he's a little confused, too. He keeps changing his mind. I never could find out whether I was supposed to repent every night or once a week or what.
For those who are concerned, for God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, so shall you reap.
You are constitutionally incapable of making nicey-nicey talk.
Teeny-weeny cookies, and drank a little teeny-weeny cup of tea. Earned enough money to buy one of those one of those lawn sets with the little tea set. The Art of Drivel with Hank and Roy, and then get in with Tom and Lou and
crowd and learn nicey nice talk. Hey, you. Quit coming in here and making insulting remarks like that. Wouldn't it be interesting if right now all of us were in hell and we were all waiting to be born?
Yeah, you've been out all day, right?
I'm not in the air.
Yeah, I came in here, what, about 1 o'clock and you're still here?
Buddy, it's not funny anymore. What are you doing it for?
Yeah, what's the matter? You lonely or something? I mean, spend all your time on the radio?
Come on, man. You don't have to talk like that, man.
Yeah, it's all about religion, man. You're going to a church every Sunday, aren't you?
Come on, man. Knock it off with the religion stuff, man. Come on.
Yeah, you're a hypocrite, man. I thought about being right.
Car?
Yeah, why don't you give us a sermon on the mound?
It's already been done.
Bless you, my chickie. I'm a good person, and I try to be. Blessings to you, Bill. Even though you constantly revile me and use me and abuse me, you're on the repeater.
And we'll have a word of prayer from Reverend Kerr.
From, not for.
Hey, why don't you become a monk?
Yeah, I'm a monk on ham radio.
All you have to do is turn your key off, you'd be a monk.
Brother.
He is a brother.
Hey, join the Franciscans, become a brother.
Dylan.
That's right.
What about KZN? Don't you think he should go to church?
Well, I go to church. I'm a Catholic, G.I.Y., you know. So, what can you say?
Oh, it's about time.
Living Word of God.
What your parents must have been Protestants or something, right?
I just got to that point where I accepted the Bible as the living Word of God.
Okay, fine. Things are changing. I understand the Lutherans are more or less going to combine their beliefs with the Catholics. In other words, all under one roof.
Well, Christ said that we need to be of one mind, and that mind should be of Him, actually.
Yeah, that's right. We all believe the same God, so, what's the difference?
Well, even the demons believe and shudder, but that doesn't mean they're going to heaven.
No, we're talking about Christianity, right? Not worshiping, idols and things like that, right?
Right, but my point is that what kind of a faith is it? For even James says, what does it profit a man who has faith but not works? Can his faith save him?
On this planet,
there is one mediator between God and man, and that mediator is Jesus Christ.
Right on.
Talk it off. This is serious stuff.
Yeah, I hope you get rid of your cold real soon, Gary.
Yeah, I got a miserable cold. Oh, it's nosing to my microphone.
Don't you pimp the Bible. Pimp the Bible. Stand behind the Bible and pimp it.
Pimp it. Bible is not a whore, you fool.
That's what you're doing, Jack.
Hey, this guy's hip, man. He calls you Jack.
Man. Knock it out.
You're pimping the Bible. Pimping the Bible.
But they understood none of these things. The saying was hid from them, and they did not grasp what was said. That's from the Bible, friend. Luke 18.
You're phony. You're phony. You're phony.
Are you saying that we're prostituting our religion? My guy, how